Barber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evans Presley Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
So unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they...
All right, welcome back everybody into the zone, Acre Free Zone, the rest of the week. Last time you're going to hear me, but Trey Reed, I believe you're going to be on tomorrow?
I'm back manana, yes sir.
Tomorrow, fantastic. And Todd Pierce will be here all week, holding it down as he always does.
All week long.
You very much. All right, sorry for my rant about the weather people, but I had to get it out. I do want to touch base on something, though, that I just saw, which is a bit of a segue, even though we had a long break. We do have Michael Felder coming up at 11:30, by the way, so we'll talk with him. This came across my desk yesterday when I saw it on the newswire about Bryson DeChambeau following the Saudi investment fund backing out of LIV and the future of LIV, obviously now highly questioned, if anything. I don't know if another investment group's going to take that over. And he said, instead of going straight back to the tour, and they asked him, he was actually talking about growing the sport and expanding his YouTube channel. My segue is, you know, yes. YouTube Storm Chasers. Obviously, YouTube is, by this point, an established brand and much more than just watching online videos. It is absolutely a way to monetize and create a business and have your own platform for things. And I think Bryson wisely understands that and sees an opportunity to do it on his own terms instead of having to go back and be under something structured or something that will penalize him. If you remember, Brooks Koepka, when he went back to the tour, they created a returning member program, a policy that is also open to other LIV players like Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Cam Smith, and others through their major championship wins over the last 4 years. So it featured a February 2nd deadline, series of conditions, blah, 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 a $5 million charitable donation, not receiving access to the tour's equity program for 5 years or bonus program for 2026. So since Koepka said he was returning the tour, other former LIV players have indicated some interest, like Patrick Reed. But as of right now, it looks like Bryson seemingly seeing another option. He also did say it doesn't look like the PGA Tour is doing that great either. And when I was talking with Trey in the break about it a little bit, Trey, you had a great analogy. Something similar happened in the world of bass fishing.
That's right, yeah. I mean, of course, you had a big split late 90s when FLW came along, yeah. But even more recently...
FLW, close to my heart, by the way. Right. First job.
And I didn't realize that until you told me during the break.
Absolutely. Yeah. Host of FLW,
I knew Jason
college.
Harper had done some
stuff
with that.
Yes, well, he's the reason. He's the reason.
So that was the connection.
That was the
there.
Connection. FLW Outdoors College Fishing, brought to you by the National Guard. That was
so there
my
was
first
a
job.
Lot of... There was kind of a... They were competitors. But
yeah, right,
I think
right,
most
yeah.
people looked at that as a good thing. You know, a rising tide floats all boats kind of scenario. And, you know, competition. Nobody can sit on dead center anymore. You got to keep raising the bar a little bit. But then a few years later, more recently, one of the prominent Bassmaster anglers, who a former classic champion, Boyd Duckett, he had made a lot of money in the trucking industry in Alabama, and so he basically said, I'm starting my own tour, Major League Fishing.
Had his own seed money.
And, you know, it's still around. They were just on one of the, there's a couple of iterations, like levels, like AAA ball and, you know, and then the pro ball. And they were on Beaver Lake just last weekend.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was it? That was his?
That was him. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So my buddy's still on that tour there. I thought he had gone back. I guess not.
Yeah, so anyway,
interesting.
There's a lot of animosity, man. A lot of animosity.
Have anglers BAS. Tried to go back and forth?
There have been
like
a number
here?
Of anglers that have... Mike Iaconelli is one.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
big
he's
name.
A man,
well
huge.
Known from Jersey.
Yes.
He's kind of working his way back over there. And, yeah. No, they hadn't...
Did they punish them for coming
they
back?
No, they did not like the PGA has done to the LIV golfers,
okay.
I should say. But, you know, that said, we were talking about it during the break, Chris, and maybe it is rather onerous, punitive, whatever you want to use. But
it does feel a little bit much.
Like a little bit much.
Yeah.
But, like, like in the tour's equity. I get that. You left and you didn't participate and you weren't part of our product. So I don't have any problem with that. But maybe some of the actual...
You mean like the $5 million charitable donation? Exactly. Does feel like, and you exactly. know what else I want them to do? Donate $5 million to a charity of their
That's
choice.
That's right.
Yeah, it does feel a bit... They're just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks at this point. But
I think they're mad.
I just think, well, they're certainly mad. But they were also, I remember when the PGA Tour commissioner was, I mean, I don't know what they did or how they did it, but he was effectively gone. He went from, you know, stalwart, no way, absolutely not, to, well, now we're talking about a partnership. And there's some things that we're really open to. It's like, what did they find on you to make you more open to a partnership? Never materialized. Should be noted, but there were some discussions about it at least. But how, if you're the PGA Tour, and this is where there, it gets tricky, right? Because Koepka already came back, and he's under these punishments. Bryson's a huge name at this point. Two-time winner, but I think his presence, especially amongst the next generation, I think he's got a bigger following amongst the next generation of golfers than some of the other guys on LIV. Do you make exceptions? We see exceptions all the time in sports. Or is it a blanket policy? Here's what it is. But if you're going to make it that difficult for one of the most known players in the world to come back, I'm not saying you show favoritism, but you show exceptions to make sure that your tour has the same time. If Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy are in a final round together, you're telling me that's not going to be a bigger draw than Rory and... I mean, name another big player. I mean, Scotty would be a big, I think, comparable, obviously. Scotty Scheffler would be. But outside of that, I mean, even Brooks. I think Brooks is great. He's fun. And at one point, he was one of the really rising up-and-comers. I don't think he has the same following anymore that DeChambeau has. And you get a guy from LIV and a guy like Rory who's been a PGA or Scheffler who's been a PGA guy all the way. Final round, your ratings that day will be like the NHL ratings year to year. I mean, you could see a huge double-digit plus jump.
Well, I think...
Do you make exceptions?
I think what you find out is, like, that conversation you and RJ had on Monday, everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
And so if they're willing to, you know, behind closed doors, come up with a dollar figure, and, okay, well, if you give us this amount of money, we'll make it look this way, it'll happen.
I don't like making exceptions because...
I mean,
nor do I. Our country is founded on this principle, you know, of equality, and everybody's treated the same, and theoretically. But I just don't like it. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't make a good point. Will the PGA, you know, fold? Will they cave? Will they give in because they want him back and, like, maybe make an exception, as you noted?
Like where you,
I'm not
you
saying have, that they're not going to do it. I don't think they
right.
should.
Like where you have some level of the punishment, right? Where you say you're right. not, you can't be a part of the equity program. Like you said, that seems fair.
Yeah.
And if you're even coming back, you go, okay, yeah, sure. Won't be a part of the equity program for 2026.
Right. That's 5 years, right? 5 years for the equity program.
Is it five? Let me look here again. I was just reading. I know. Okay, here we go. $5 million charitable donation, not receiving access to the tour's equity program for 5 years. You're right. Okay. Nor a bonus. I'm sorry. Bonus program
for
2026.
For 26.
So yeah, but a 5 year no equity clause, which at this point, these guys have made so much money. That it's possible that it's in such a drop in the bucket to them. They go, all right, whatever.
What are the teeth in that particular punishment? not very pointed.
Which has brought me to another thing. I think while things are relatively okay in terms of, hey, look, these guys made hundreds of millions of dollars from LIV. So what's $5 million to them? What's not being a part of an equity program for 5 years really going to do to their bottom line? They have tons of endorsement deals, et cetera. But I do think some of the punishments, especially in like NFL hit punishments that are given out after games, just as a side to this, they're just too tone deaf to me. They're charging these guys massive sums of money, and especially in the NFL. I mean, this is a whole separate side rant, but you've got guys who are only going to make a certain amount of money for so long. Now, in golf, he can make a lot of money for a long time, as long as his body doesn't break down from overuse, which, by the way, it may, because his ability to hit the ball while extreme is, it looks like it hurts every single time. So I do think that there's a certain level where there can be, I think, a discussion, and there should be a discussion, because if you're the PGA Tour, you got to get this guy back on. You got to at least make it to where you make a couple of exceptions, maybe not total blanket exceptions, to get him back on tour. All right, time to get to what Red White Report.
The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
All right, starting off with the softball team. Razorback softball opens things up hour and 44 minutes from now. Mississippi State SEC Tournament in Lexington, Kentucky. First pitch scheduled for 1 o'clock. I'm sure Wes and Joe will keep you updated throughout. Arkansas baseball, as we mentioned, they continue their regular season. They close out their final homestand of the regular season tomorrow. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series against Oklahoma.
I thought it was a Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday. Let me double check on that. I thought it was tomorrow, first pitch.
Because we've given away tickets for Sunday, so that's what led me to believe that it was a Friday through Sunday.
You could very well be right, but I was looking earlier, and I thought I saw Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I could be totally wrong in this Red White Report.
I think the Kentucky series is
Thursday, right. It is Friday, Saturday. Friday, 6 p.m. You're right. The final series is Thursday, May 14th at Kentucky. Thank you, Todd. Important distinction. So Razorbacks will play Friday, 6 p.m. First pitch. It is Hawaiian Heat Vinyl Night. Aloha's Friday is what they're branding it. So they certainly have the connection point there. And that concludes your Red White Report for this Wednesday. Not a lot happening in the springtime.
That's right.
Anymore, unfortunately. All right, moving on to our next order of business. Another complaint I've got is airlines. I'm glad you guys are paying attention to all my complaints today. Delta Airlines announcing that they are going to stop serving beverages. Did you see this?
I did.
On flights of less than 350 miles. They are not going to give you offer water anymore, even though you're paying hundreds of dollars for a ticket. And that is just part of their new routine standard ability to not have to serve you on flights of 350 miles or less.
I got a lot of thoughts on this.
You travel a lot, Trey Reed.
I know you do.
I got
a lot of thoughts on this.
As a traveler, it is becoming to a point where it almost feels like they're not only asking you these days to pay, but it's also, well, just go ahead and provide all of your own stuff while you're at it.
Yeah. I mean, they're charging you. I just booked some tickets recently. They're charging you now to pick your seat. There's like, what, multiple categories now, and they're constantly, as you're buying those seats, are you sure you don't want to pay $79 more to move up to, you know,
class?
Whatever's beyond basic
economy. You mean not poverty class,
where I'll have room for my knees.
Yes.
And
you can go to the bathroom when you want.
Oh, God, it's just, look, and I will say that I think we've become spoiled because air travel is pretty relatively inexpensive and easy. Now, many would argue with that it's not as easy as it used to be, but that we have a system that's as safe as it is, reliable as it is, and other people are going, reliable, but for the most part, right?
Statistically, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Relative to driving.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, that said, it's like the airlines are finding every possible way to screw you over. And now they're not even going to give me a glass of water?
No.
A Biscoff cookie?
No.
Or a bag of whatever mixed nuts do you go these days?
Do you have cookies or Sun Chips?
Saltine crackers even?
I do the...
they don't do peanuts anymore because of the allergy.
Right. I do the Biscoff cookie. I will do the Sun Chips occasionally.
Oh, I love a good Sun Chip. They're so good. If someone's sleeping next to you, by the way, you always just say, they would like, and then you just grab it from them.
That's right.
So there's a little something that you could do, even if you don't know them.
And the thing about it is, I've noticed, because flying in and out of Little Rock, you do a lot of these short, less than 350-mile
flights.
You
got to go to Atlanta, Dallas, Nashville.
Right, yeah. St. Louis.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's just
You're not getting a direct flight many places.
It seems like a lot of the airlines, and these are like regional carriers that subcontract to the big airlines, but they fly under their banner, right? So I'm sure the policies are the same, but I kind of think been doing this for a while, right? I mean, like, it seems like the last few flights I've been on, it's like, well, you know, it's a little bumpy. We're not going to get the beverage cart out this time. And it's like, you don't move an inch. And, you know, it's a perfectly smooth flight. And it's like, I think they were just trying to get us prepared for this policy, Chris.
As it was highlighted, the Delta Airlines CEO makes, I think, almost $25 million a year. So, you know.
I read an article years ago about, I think it was American Airlines. They had a new CEO. This is like decades ago. And they changed something like with their food service. You know, how nostalgic it is to talk about food service on a plane.
Love it.
But they took out like one component in a salad or something like that. And, you know, across all of their flights around the world in a year, they saved millions of dollars by taking out like, you know, a grape or a raisin or a crouton. I don't remember what it was, but talking about the scale of airlines and where they can save money. I mean, I understand it's tough for them to make.
There's five classes, I think, now for Delta,
but
by the way,
that you can buy from. Let me get a Coke. Let me get a glass of water.
Just a little
just
water.
Something.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not
hand it to me on the way in. I mean, if you don't want to like have the service during the flight. Here's your bottle of water and your Sun Chips or your package of Biscoff cookies. Thanks for flying Delta.
Texter writes in, do you even have a stewardess if they don't have food or beverage service?
Well, they have to. That's a safety issue.
Yeah. They're
called flight attendants now.
George Carlin's got a great rant about that. Yeah. I will say, the safety things now, a lot of times, they'll just play it on a monitor, if they have the monitors. Not all regional jets do, right?
But no, that's right. That's right.
Because we got to show people how to put a seatbelt on, because just in case they didn't ride to the airport with the seatbelt on in whatever form of transportation they came on, got to show them how to do it there.
Yeah.
That's
buckling is a very advanced skill for most people.
Unbuckling, yeah. Even more so. I mean, you got to get off the plane. Did you see recently that United flight that I think it hit a truck on the landing? Did you see that?
Yes.
I mean, what is happening? That looks routine mistake. Routine mistakes becoming too common in airlines. Or maybe we just see them more. Do you think we see them more?
I think they're becoming more common, but I think that was like a ground crew issue, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't but you're right. Like, how did he not see him?
Routine.
But, right.
It's supposed to be right. It's right there.
Taxiing is one of the easy parts, I would think.
Piloting 101, perhaps?
Something that's generally out of your hands altogether. Jake says, I love Sun Chips. Garden salsa is the best flavor. Totally agree. I mean, if you ask me, I can eat a whole bag.
I'm a Harvest Cheddar guy myself.
You're old school, yeah. Have you had the new one?
Not a fan.
The original? How do you even eat those things?
I love them.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to yuck your yum, but it definitely...
I don't like the garden salsa.
The garden salsa?
I actively dislike it.
Oh,
actually.
It has a great little...
I'll eat it, but I don't like it.
Oh, it has a great little spice to it. No, garden salsa all the way. I could probably eat the whole bag. Southwest gives Cokes, Teddy Grahams, pretzels for free. This from the 870 on basic packages. So Southwest, even though they did change a policy earlier this year, you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they're going against the whole mantra, right?
Yeah, with the assigned seats.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's sit where you want. Bags fly free is their other big one, obviously.
Right.
They're still doing that, I think, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The moment they change that is the moment we know that our country is lost.
The moment that happens, the nation goes into anarchy.
I would say 870 says, is it just me or the airline industry have more near misses on the ground and more than the last 30 years? I did see that. There's another near miss, which I think George Carlin has another great quote where it's not a near miss, it's a near hit. it's one of those, like... fair pole, foul pole things,
exactly.
Where Carlin talked about it, and we said, it's not a near miss, you know, it's a near hit. Look, they nearly missed. Nearly hit,
right.
Should be the phrase that we use. But anyway, that's a totally separate deal. They had chips called, this from the 501, they had chips called hippies the other day in the first class. Amazing. I think those are like the blended ones.
Were they made out of like chickpeas?
Yeah. They're trying a lot of different iterations of chips these days.
The article I read, Chris, now first class, you still get everything.
Obviously.
In first class.
Well, if you're paying for $1,000 a ticket, that's the thing about first class is absurd.
But hell, you're paying that much for like economy nowadays.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Telling
depending
you.
Depending on where you go.
I booked some flights recently, and I was... astounding what the costs were.
Yeah, no, they're definitely maximizing everything. And I have no idea how the fuel prices impact them other than what I've seen from Spirit Airlines. But the big carriers like Delta, United, American, et cetera, I don't know how it's impacting.
Did you see where this like social media influencer started like a basically it wasn't a GoFundMe, but essentially
To
save Spirit.
Really?
He raised $88 million in pledge. Now, there's no really commitment there, but, oh, yeah, I'll
buy you
in.
Half a plane.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting. Everybody's like, well, good luck with that, because they're already liquidating.
Yeah. And I think there's a couple other carriers that are being impacted by some of the fuel prices. Well, the discount
carriers, exactly.
And they're a great option, but I think the more I looked into it, because I've done a couple of them before, Frontier, et cetera.
Oh, God.
But... when you start adding it all up, the a la carte expenses,
yes,
it doesn't, I mean, it's, there's some savings, but it's not like where you're going, oh, I'm not paying half, it's not half price.
My son lived in Denver for a number of years, so I did a lot of Frontier flights out there, and, you know, you look at, oh, it's great, look, it's only $49 for a ticket from Little Rock to Denver, round trip. Well, after you check about, they charge you for a carry-on. You know, so that's like an extra $30, and a check bag is $40. So now we're up to $119 round trip, and then, well, if you want to pick your seat, that'll be another $20. So now we're up to $139 round trip, and pretty soon you're at the same price you're going to get from Southwest, American, United, whatever.
Yeah,
there is some savings there. I'm not like totally.
It's not the ones. It's not where you go like, oh man, I got like half off this ticket. It's not that anymore. And I was told that the algorithms that they use now for airlines almost make it impossible. Remember, they used to have these little tricks like, oh, you want to do it this far out on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday, right.
You know, and you had all these little like tricks on how to save money on flights. I think those days are done. I don't think there's any. The tricks are over now that they essentially, you know.
They have every
way to track what websites you go to, how often you've been there. So I think the days, essentially, you better book something the moment you get on there, because every time you return, they know you're returning if you're not using some type of VPN.
That's right.
And so you're essentially, they're just going to keep up charging. Like, oh, how bad do you really want to fly on this one flight on Delta Airlines on June 14th from Little Rock to Atlanta to then to your next destination? They know everything.
It's almost like there's collusion among the different airlines, too.
Oh, you think so?
Like, they all go up.
Collusion is everywhere. It's in sports. It's been in sports for a long time, and they've been caught multiple times in sports colluding against mostly, you know, ownership versus players. Airlines, it feels like it's just a Tuesday. Like, there's not, and no one's ever going to be like, that's collusion. It's like, and? Yeah, that's what they do. Welcome to big airline business. There's no way you're going to win every time. All right, we got to take a break because Michael Felder's coming up next. We'll talk to him. Stay with us. Acre Free Zone continues. Chris Kane, Trey Reed, Todd Pierce at the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studios on the Buzz Radio Network.
Boys in effect, yeah, and it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers got a two-run single from Nick Raposo, and Jared Sundstrom's three-run home run capped a seven-run third inning Tuesday as the Travelers beat the Tulsa Drillers 11-7 at Dickey Stevens Park. Arroyo finished 3-for-5. Sundstrom and Lázaro Montas had two hits each for Arkansas. The Travs and Drillers were scheduled to continue their series today, but the game got rained out. They'll play it as 2 7-inning games on Friday. Moving to softball, Ryan Gaddis had an RBI double that scored Ariana Gonzalez in the third inning Tuesday, but it was the only run UAPB would muster in a 4-1 loss to Florida A&M at the SWAC tournament in Gulfport, Mississippi. The Golden Lions face Bethune-Cookman this afternoon in an elimination game. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty. Justin Anker for my friends at Cash in downtown Little Rock. Lunch, dinner, special events, they've got you covered across the board. And not a lot of places can say that, but Cash can. And if you are planning a special event for the summer or the fall, now's the time to get on it. And certainly if you've got a holiday party that you want to get on the books, absolutely need to get that done today. 501-850-0265. You're not going to find a better spot for a special event. Upstairs, up to 150 people in that beautiful space, indoor and outdoor, overlooking the River Market. And it comes with free valet parking. Whether you're there for a special event or for dinner or for lunch, Cash is here to help. Online at CashLittleRock.com, C-A-C-H-E, LittleRock.com. And I love the fact that they've got lots of different offerings when it comes to lunch. You can get some lighter offerings, salads, wraps, pizzas, and sandwiches. And then at dinner, if you want fine dining, a special place to take your special someone, Cash is the spot. But again, for special events, they've got the smaller room downstairs that holds about 30, up to 150 upstairs. It's a wonderful dining experience waiting for you at Cash in downtown Little Rock.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we're talking some Diamond Hogs baseball. We've got Kevin Bohannon from HogSports.com joining us at 1:30. We'll preview the Oklahoma series. And Lone Oaks' own Steele Eaves joins us, thanks to Stephen Elmore Shelter Insurance. We'll get his thoughts on the big walk-off victory over Ole Miss. Also, we'll be talking a little high school football. All that and much more coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds.
Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. That's my nigga for real. Come on.
All right, back in the zone, Chris Kane, Trey Reed, Todd Pierce, efforting Michael Felder at In the Bleachers, getting him on for his 11:30 appearance. Hope to have him on in just a minute. Until then, want to go through a couple of things that I wasn't able to get through on Monday with RJ, and we could talk to Michael about this as well when he joins us, but RJ found the CBS Sports article who came up with the most punishing college football schedules in 2026. Top 10, do you think Arkansas is listed in the top 10 of the most punishing schedules for the year 2026, Trey Reed?
We're going to have to define most punishing, but I'm going to say yes. Or if not in the top 10, real close.
Todd?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Oh, it's okay. I know you're trying to get Michael.
He's working.
I know. Most punishing football schedules in 2026, does Arkansas fall on the top 10 list? Historically, we always say, oh, toughest schedule, toughest schedule, toughest schedule.
I would say yes.
They do not fall.
Really?
Top
with Georgia, 10. Texas, and Utah.
Yeah. So at Utah, just to remind everybody, especially the tough game. So North Owl is the open. At Utah, then Georgia and Tulsa at home, followed by at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vandy, Missouri at home, at Auburn, South Carolina home, Texas on the road, and then at LSU. They are not in the top 10 of worst schedules, and they did it by who has the most ranked opponents on their schedule
okay.
from the previous season. Texas comes in at number one. 8 ranked opponents, followed by Oklahoma with 7, Ohio State with 6, along with Michigan with 6, Ole Miss at number 5. Also, so all these teams have 6. Ole Miss at 5, Texas A&M at 6, and LSU at 7. They all have 6 ranked opponents. Then followed by USC, who has the most returners that did not hit the transfer portal. They have 5 ranked opponents on their schedule. Georgia at number 9 with 5, and then Alabama at number 10 with 4. So they do with the most ranked opponents. Oh, good. Michael is
a no-go.
A no-go today. Thank you very much. I couldn't read your writing from that distance. Probably my eyesight,
right.
though. It's got bad.
My handwriting is a little bit atrocious.
Well, we talked about it on Monday. Like, I watch things on closed caption. I watched the hockey game Monday night. I watched it on closed caption. RJ was giving me you know, he's giving me flack about it. I said, it's partially because I've been wearing an IFB for 12 years and my hearing is not great anymore. And
I've got some pretty significant hearing loss. I watch pretty much everything with captions
Thank
nowadays.
You very much.
Anything but a sporting event, I will have closed captions on.
So eyes are next for me, by the way.
me too.
But, you know, it did surprise me a little bit about that. But at the same time, if they're doing just purely on ranked opponents to finish the season, Arkansas' schedule historically has always ranked near the top of being toughest. I could make the argument, it is tough heading into this year, obviously just playing in the SEC, but you start looking at who they're not playing, who's on that list as well, and you start going, okay, maybe, I mean, no Alabama, Auburn is not where they've been, Missouri, obviously, you know, Drinkwitz has done a great job at Missouri. I think they're always going to be formidable under him, especially offensively.
You would expect some drop-off from Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt
with no Diego
drop-off.
Pavia.
That's right. Tennessee under Heupel, they're just streaky. I mean, they've got great offenses, but they're streaky. Heck, Arkansas proved they can beat them a couple of years ago even. Texas A&M on the road, obviously going to be very tough. Georgia's a juggernaut. Utah losing Kyle Whittingham at Utah, just in the – even though it's early in the season, so you're not as element, you know – it's not a game where you're worried about snow. How about that?
That's
where
right.
You play them later in the season. But I do think that the schedule this year seems, when you see it like that and you see what other teams are playing, you go, I'm not going to say favorable, but I will say not as bad as we've had in the last decade.
More
How
favorable
about that?
Than in the past.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
right. Which is still just, if we could say 1% better than what we've had historically. I think that it's going to be surprising to folks to not see Arkansas near the top of worst schedules. Because I would think for the last decade, solid Arkansas has had a top five worst schedule leading into the next season. Now, restructuring, expansion of the conference, all those things playing a factor, maybe giving Arkansas a little bit of reprieve in that. But that was the first thing I noticed. And then earlier, if you missed it, we were talking about Coach Silverfield. He talked with On3 Sports. He said some things, which was more talking about certainties and uncertainties. And here's what he said. Quote, I don't know when we line up how we're even going to match up against Utah. I don't know how we match up with Georgia in our first SEC game from a talent standpoint. So let's be the best in the country in controllables. Be the best in the country in attitude, best in the country in effort. Those things have nothing to do with talent. We're going to harp on that all the time. Best in the country in how much film we study and in execution and discipline. So, again, when you have a schedule like that, it's one thing to say, like, yeah, we have a tough schedule. It's another thing to say, I don't know when we line up how we're even going to match up against Utah. I don't know how we match up with Georgia in our first SEC game from a talent standpoint. I'll tell you exactly how you match up from a talent standpoint. You are not as talented as Georgia. You can say, I know we're not as talented as Georgia.
Okay, We spent some time on this right off the top, but there's a word that I didn't catch that makes it, I guess, I don't want to say inflammatory, but might inflame the passions of
the fan base.
Of the fan base and the Silverfield naysayers. And that word is even. I don't know how we'll even match up. Is that what it says? Something like that?
Yes.
You take that word out and it's a little, there's a little less rancor, I think.
Yes, he said, how we even match up against Utah. He said, I don't know when we line up how we even match up against Utah. That was the quote.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, is it semantics? Sure.
Yes.
But do words matter?
Semantics. Yes, they do.
They do. And they especially matter when you're trying to take over a program and rebuild something that you feel like, hey, we were a couple of really key turnovers away last year from changing the course of a season, changing the course potentially of Silverfield not even being here.
Right.
So you can say, hey, we feel like we're much closer than what people think. We don't think we're dead last on the post-spring rankings.
16 out of 16.
16 out of 16. But unfortunately, they are. Couple other notes to share with you today. The NHL lottery happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to the Maple Leafs. I know people don't care about NHL, and that's fine. I just want to bring this up as a broader standpoint.
There's seven or eight people out there that do.
Maybe nine. Thank you. It's a broader standpoint. It went to a team that has historically struggled. The Toronto Maple Leafs, but they are an original 16. They have a huge fan base, big following, and it does draw some parallel to just lottery perspectives because people think the NBA lottery is rigged. They think it's, look what happened last year. Dallas, what do? They trade Luka, and what do they get in reward? Well, you get a nice number one lottery pick. Here's Cooper Flagg for you. You won the sweepstakes. Congratulations. Uh-huh. Toronto Maple Leafs, something similar happened this past year, and it did make me start thinking about sports conspiracies. I think the lottery conspiracy is a pretty easy one to believe because these are leagues of entertainment. And the more you remember that, and the more you convince yourself, as much as we like to say it's built on meritocracy and sportsmanship and competitiveness and willingness to win, and what do you and how does your front office look, there are certain things that I think people are willing to suspend in terms of disbelief to say, no, I bet you that's rigged. I think the lottery is probably the most agreed upon sports conspiracy that there is out there in any regard, whether it's NBA or NHL. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong.
Most agreed upon.
Most agreed upon.
What is the second most agreed upon sports conspiracy theory that most people get behind? Like, outside, the lottery is easy. We almost have to correlate that. What is one that you think people...
I've got
what do you think?
Okay, also sticking with NBA, the length of championship series. Everybody thinks that the fix is in, like, that it's always going to go seven games because more money.
Oh, yeah, so
right.
From an officiating standpoint.
From an officiating standpoint.
Well, they don't have a great history of that either.
Well.
So I think that's a fair play because of the Tim Donahue situation.
Oh, yeah, well.
That to me is the ultimate, well, it happened here, and you use that as your argument standpoint, when, in fact, it was isolated, at least from a documentation standpoint. They did extensive and exhaustive search to see if there was any other instances. You can argue, well, maybe figuratively and literally buried anyone else that could have been involved to make sure it did not go beyond Tim Donahue. But I agree. I think the NBA officiating, well-documented and observed conspiracy theory for betting purposes like it was,
right.
Or you're saying more from a league standpoint.
More from a league standpoint, like the league always wants it, you know, series to go seven games. That's more television revenue. That's more excitement that it builds, more eyeballs. Yeah, I mean, I just remember in the past, people, you know it's going to go seven, right? The league's got to have it go seven because...
It's ad dollars.
Right.
It's ratings dollars. Yes.
Now, I'm saying that's a conspiracy. I'm not saying that's
really
happening.
Oh, no,
really
you're saying
happening.
You believe in it.
No, I do
Your
not.
Your favorite conspiracy,
that would
clearly
be so hard to pull off.
Oh, it would be incredible to be able to pull that off. Oh, someone says everybody knows Dez Bryant caught that football. I push back on that only because I think the NFL would want Dallas to advance. In fact, I think the NFL should... should collude in a way to keep Dallas advancing
in
the postseason.
Chris Kane is in favor of such collusion and conspiracy.
As not even a fan, just from the standpoint of business, you want Dallas, arguably the most popular team in America.
Are you
in
a Dallas
any
fan,
sport?
Though?
No,
are
I'm
you?
Not.
Okay.
No, no, okay. Absolutely not. Not a Dallas fan.
Okay.
No, I say that just from the standpoint of if the league was actually trying to collude, they would make sure Dez Bryant caught that football.
Sense.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Yeah.
Way more business sense. Michael Jordan. This is from Hacker. Michael Jordan suspended for gambling when he chose to play baseball. That's common. You hear that a lot. That's another popular sports conspiracy. Believable when you find out more about Michael's gambling for sure. His proclivity to gambling and how the way he bets is so. I mean, it's just it's unlike most other athletes out there. And there's been documented cases of other athletes being well entrenched in it. But Michael's gambling is so documented at this point that I think that conspiracy, you could probably convince me somewhat. And the league needed to save face. They needed a reason.
Well, that and his betting was so documented, it just made you scratch your head and be like, you know what I could do with that money?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's you could do that with a lot of high rollers. All right, we're up against it. 11:44. We got to take a break. We'll come back after this. You're listening to an Acre Free Zone. This is from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studios on the Buzz Radio Network. Chris Kane, Trey Reed, Todd Pierce. Continue when we come back. Stay with us.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on the Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Arkansas Restoration Experts.com. They restore, you recover.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holt and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Brewskies is serving it up early with lunch and happy hour. Kicking off at 11 every single day. Catch every pitch, every hit with your home for college baseball all season long with wall-to-wall TVs and game sound on. And don't forget, it's crawfish season at Brewskies North every Thursday at 6 p.m. for hot, fresh crawfish with all the fixings. Served till it's gone. Brewskies Pub and Grub, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
It's Justin Acri for Guatney Chevrolet. My friends in Jacksonville are standing by and ready to serve you. Same thing they've been doing since 1957. If you were looking for a car dealership that will take great care of you, give you great deals, handle your trade-in, and give you a great dollar amount for that, there's one place to go. Head north from the capital city, get off the James Street exit, and you are in business with my friends at Guatney Chevrolet. This will be a business deal indeed, but they will treat you like family. That's why they've been such a great dealership for so long, and that's why people come back again and again. You can call them at 501-982-2102. You can see their inventory, all of it, online at GuatneyChevrolet.com. So if you want to peruse what they have to offer before you head out there to make the buying process a little more efficient, by golly, do it. But you're going to have a great experience. You're going to want to hang out there all day because you're going to get great service during the sale and after the sale. It's a family-friendly, helpful, no-pressure environment. They want you to come in, feel great about the experience, and drive off with a great car and a great experience. Guatney Chevrolet is the dealership you want to do business with again and again. So head to Jacksonville and see our friends out on TPY Drive. Guatney Chevrolet, driving trust every mile.
To the zone. Chris Kane, Trey Reed, joining you on this cloudy, somewhat rainy, cool, actually, Wednesday, Acree Free Zone this week. Todd Pierce holding everything down here in the Oaklawn Racing Studios. Acree out until the end of the week. He'll be back, I believe, Monday.
Monday.
Okay, very nice. We've been talking a lot this morning about, of course, Razorback Baseball continuing their series. We talked Carson Brumball earlier. We're going to post those comments that Carson had talking about playing his brother, who is on Oklahoma. They start Friday. First pitch scheduled for 6 p.m., if I can say that properly. The softball team, first pitch today in the SEC Conference Tournament against Mississippi State. That'll be 1 o'clock this afternoon. And Michael Felder not able to join us today, but we will have a couple of representatives from the Arkansas Food Bank. I just got confirmation of their appearance coming up in the 12 o'clock hour to go over an event they're having this weekend. Trey Reed, as always, great to have you in studio, buddy. And I know you're pulling double duty today, and you're joining tomorrow as well. So kind of like a... have you done any other shows this week, or is this the first one?
Well, I did Morning Mayhem this morning. No. This is it. Yeah,
First zone. Okay, fantastic. And who are you doing the show with tomorrow?
Kevin Kelly.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, he was on yesterday.
And Todd Pierce, of course.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yes, very much. Wanted to touch base on a couple things before we hit the top of the hour. One of the things that I was looking at when it came to NBA is just longevity. And one of the cool things, and I, regardless of what you think about LeBron from the standpoint of politics and some of the other things that he does outside of basketball, a guy that not only advanced in a series with his son, I hope that, and I don't know how much longer he's going to play, but he scored 27 last night in the loss to Oklahoma City, and they're probably going to lose the series. If they win, it'd be a pretty big upset against the defending champs. But if this really is the swan song, if this is it, I do think perspective down the road will be, even if you don't, I don't think he had a better career than Jordan. You can make the argument, even though he is the all-time points leader. And he didn't have as many championships, which is how these players are always going to be judged. But when you see the longevity in what he did last night and what he continues to do, and now he's doing it with his son, and regardless of what you think about the nepotism and the fact that he was drafted by the Lakers because LeBron is there, there's no question. Then there's never going to be an argument against that. And any Laker official that says that is lying, or that says that that's not true is lying. He was drafted because LeBron wanted to play with his son. But his son did contribute in that first series, and they did win that first series in part because they had a great final 10-0 stretch down the run down the stretch that allowed them to force overtime, then win that game on the road. This is going to be, when it's all said and done, one of the careers we look back on and go, wow, absolutely, by far, one of the most special sports careers of all time. And the fact that he got to cap it off with his son, how many times in sports history can you recall where a father and son played together at the professional level in any way that could be considered meaningful, like they shared the ice together in hockey, Gordie Howe did. Okay, that's one I can think of. Any other time in sport, can you recall a father and son sharing a field together, sharing the ice together, a court together, other than what we just saw? I think it is truly something that is will be looked back upon and go, I can't believe we got to witness that. How cool is that?
I go back to, it was either the late 80s or the early 90s with Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. Spending time not only in Seattle, but then I believe Sr. was at least on the Cincinnati Reds staff for a time while Jr. was there.
Yep.
I don't know if he was like necessarily like a bench coach or anything like that, but he was on the payroll for the Cincinnati Reds while Jr. was there, so they got to spend a little time there. That's where I'll always start.
Yeah, that's the only one I could think of, but it's not quite the same as being on the court at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Now, a texter writes in, Griffey and his dad hit a home run in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. that would be up there in terms of all-time moments in sports history.
I thought it was
history.
In consecutive at-bats, but I guess it's just the same game.
Oh, consecutive at-bats. Okay, Dale Earnhardt and Jr.,
okay, that would qualify.
Absolutely qualifies.
That would qualify.
That's a great one.
It qualifies, but
I mean, that is not easy to get to, even
not,
with nepotism.
It's not, but
I mean, you have to be able to drive, even with nepotism, to get to that point.
Okay, you got to be able to drive, but I think what makes this, or Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr., different is the athleticism of the athletes. Not to take anything away from NASCAR drivers.
You are treading on,
I don't care,
unstable ground.
I'll say,
sir,
the same thing about bass anglers, and I've worked a career in that, but they're not the athletes that LeBron James is.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
And not the Griffey's, sure.
I mean, you could fish, you can drive a race car well into an advanced age. Golf, it's a little bit more with golf. I mean, there is
like we saw Tiger and his son play in a father and John Daly and his son play in a father son tournament, but that's not professional. And they're technically they would be playing against each other if they were playing in a.
But I think to what makes your point is that this is a sport that requires the greatest degree of athleticism.
Arguably, yes.
You know, yeah, so I would agree. Like that's what to me makes it special and different from
and in a playoff game.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Senior. Yeah.
Someone asked, did Cecil Fielder and his son play together? Do you remember, Todd?
Cecil Fielder and Prince. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't believe they played together. Now, it may have been a situation again where Cecil might have been on the Tigers' payroll and been on the bench during a time when Prince was in Detroit, but I don't believe they were ever in the same
game. Chris, do you have a list of these up your sleeve that you're setting us up for?
No. I genuinely was thinking about it when I saw what LeBron did last night, and throughout the playoffs he's been great, but when you see that longevity for him, but then you realize not only that, but he won a playoff series with his son, and he and his son had a pivotal part of that game
right.
to be able to win that game, force overtime, and then you just go, okay, what other times have we seen this? And I, as a hockey fan, I wasn't around when this happened, but Gordie Howe played with his sons. It was something you always grew up hearing about, Mr. Hockey playing with his sons, which back then it was not what it is now. I don't think that could be recreated because of what professional hockey was compared to what it is now. It'd be very difficult because of the demands of the game on the body, even back then, as rough and tough as they were, Gordie was unique and special, and he was able to play much past most players even back then. But I think basketball, like you said, Trey, where it's the peak of athleticism, and on a team like the Lakers, where this isn't a throwaway preseason game.
No.
Right.
This was a playoff game.
It mattered.
And it was down the stretch where they were down, and it mattered. And they had to tie the game, and they did. It made me curious, other sports moments where fathers and sons shared the field, shared the court, whatever the venue was, the stadium, the ice.
The racetrack.
What were other points? And I'm glad other people brought up the fact that, here we go. We're getting another arenas now. Dusty Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes.
You know what I was thinking when I said racetrack? I wonder, and I don't know, horse racing. That would be a sport where you might see a father-son jockey combination. I don't know.
We'll be technically against each other.
Right.
Racing.
Well, so, that's right.
I'm curious how that would be.
Yeah.
At the same token, you could say,
good point.
Just sharing the field in general is special.
Right.
Even if you're on opposite sides.
Right.
Like Carson and his brother are going to be this weekend with Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Yeah.
LeBron's still doing it, by the way. Age, what is he, 41?
Yes.
41 years old. Led the Lakers in scoring last night. All right, 11:58. We are at the top of the hour. We come back after this. We've got our entertainment report. We'll play birthday trivia. We got the folks from the Arkansas Food Bank coming in talking about a special event this weekend. It is the final hour of the Zone, and it's next right here on the Buzz Radio Network.
Here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement is